reasonable, and I think we've done that in the past. But also, just to add something that Emil said, it wasn't just negotiated with the AG's office. DNR Legal did a lot of heavy lifting on this, so I want to give them a nod. Thank you all for that.
Great. Thank you. All right, any other comments or questions?
I'll make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to approve staff's recommendation. Do I have a second? Ms. LeBlanc, seconds. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item two.
It is a request by Crew Energy LLC, who is the successor in interest to S2 Energy 1 LP, to the State Mineral and Energy Board for a full waiver of the liquidated damage assessment in the amount of $23,400 for the late recording of the release of operating agreement number 328. A letter from Robert A. Schroeder dated March the 21st, 2017, a copy which is included in your packet, sets out in detail the chain of events affecting the release of operating agreement number 328, and he is in the audience on behalf of S2 Energy and will answer any questions that the board may have. This is the first infraction for S2 Energy 1 LP, and according to board policy, it may waive the entire assessment. The staff has no other recommendations.
All right. Mr. Schroeder is here?
He is here, yes, sir.
Yep.
Do you have questions?
Anyone have? Oh, I thought he was going to. You have anything to say, or just only if there's a question? All right. Does anybody have any questions about this liquidated damage assessment? Mr. Arnold.
I make a motion for 100% waiver.
Mr. Arnold makes a motion for 100% waiver of the liquidated damage assessment. Do I have a second? Second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? Not all in favor?
I got discussion.
Okay.
I'm against it. Thank you.
All right. So.
That's my discussion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
All right. So it passes. Item three.
Yes, sir. It's a request by staff to the State Mineral and Energy Board to extend the primary term of state lease numbers 21474 and 21476 for an additional 6 months, and to extend the primary term of state lease numbers 21473 and 21481 for an additional 1 year. The above-mentioned leases were awarded by the State Mineral and Energy Board on August the 13th, 2014 to K Exploration for a 3-year primary term, a bonus consideration of $276 per acre and 22.5% royalty. Upstream Exploration LLC is the current working interest owner of said leases and has permitted state lease number 21474 number 1 well for the U3 RASUD unit, which includes state lease numbers 21474 and 21476 acreage. Upstream, who has been seeking a partner to drill the said well, has an interested party, and the extension of time would be a beneficial factor to them as well as to the state. Staff is recommending a 1/2 bonus consideration, being $138 per acre, and a 1/2% increase of the original royalty, which was 22.5%, or a 23% royalty for the extension of state lease numbers 21474 and 21476. Staff is also recommending a full bonus consideration of $276 per acre and a 1/2% increase of the original royalty, which was also 22.5%, or a 23% royalty for a one-year extension of the of state lease number 21473 and 21481.
Right.
By the way, that those numbers come out to about $67,620 for the extension of these leases.
Okay. Combined.
Combined. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any questions or discussion? Do I have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation on this?
So moved.
So we have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Secretary Harris.
I got a question. What is the reason for the limitation of 1 year?
That's all they really need at this time. The first request was for 6 months. They've got the works. It's in order to drill the well. They're not quite sure whether the August 13th, 2017 expiration date is cutting it close. So out of an abundance of caution, they wanted the 6 months for that. They have the other two leases you're extending as well, offsets these two, and if they're successful, they will probably venture into, I'm guessing, perhaps drill another well, including those, but I'm not certain to that. But that's the reasoning that I know.
They're ready to go. They just need to
button
up with their partner, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.
It's a request by staff of the State Mineral and Energy Board to ratify a bid form dated March the 7th, 2017, submitted by Century Energy Services, LLC, at the March 8th, 2017 lease sale, and to ratify state lease number 21725. The bid form submitted by Century on track 44695 contained 160 acres, a three-year primary term, a cash bonus of $66,400 or a per-acre figure of $415, annual rentals of $33,200 and 25% royalty. This was an acceptable bid, and the board awarded the bid as state lease 21725. The bid form was not signed and was overlooked at the lease sale. The omission did not affect a material term of the bid, and there was no competing bid that was impacted by the acceptance of the unsigned bid. And because the omission was not caught before the bid was awarded, under Hughes versus McElroy, the board is bound to proceed to honor the lease in good faith. Considering those issues and timing, ratification of the lease is the appropriate action to take. Staff recommends, per concurrence with the Attorney General's office, that the board ratify the aforementioned bid form and state lease 21725.
All right. Any questions or discussion?
Make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to approve the staff's recommendation concerning this item. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Watkins. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 5.
A timeline by staff to the State Mineral and Energy Board on the history of negotiations with Allen Brothers for an operating agreement affecting approximately 20 unleased state-owned acreage in former state lease 3170 located in Caddo Parish, Louisiana.
All right. No action, right? So, Adam, what's that?
We have provided a timeline in your packets. If there's any questions or explanations needed, Mr. Bradbury would be happy to answer those, but there was a request at the last lease sale for a timeline. I don't know if what's provided in the packet is sufficient or not.
All right. Anybody have any questions? It's on the
second to last page, under legal and title controversy in your packet, or your binder.
It's listed as attachment number 5.
Okay. Yeah, attachment number 5, Allen Brothers, former SL 3, State Lease 3170. Anyone have any questions? Discussion? If not, we'll move on to item 6. Thanks, Charles.
Item number
6.
It was informational only. Yes, sir. Thank you. A report and discussion by OMR staff to the State Mineral and Energy Board of the draft lease form compilation report regarding the dates and articles for review and approval process. Once discussion takes place, staff is going to recommend that the board acknowledge and approve the process of the attached report unless there's some correction that needs to be made to it.
If you look to the back of your section for legal and title controversy, attachment number 6 is this schedule. As you know, we've been talking about going through this new lease that we have and in an orderly fashion so that we can have input, understanding and input by all, including us and anyone else that this may affect or who may be interested. So the staff has worked diligently for the last few months on reviewing the lease, and they're going to roll it out to us in sections whereby they will take certain articles. Is that provided in here?
Yes,
on the back of the attachment. They won't be in order, but they will have about, is it four? Yeah, four different
buckets
or roll out to us. And sections that will include these various items that will be given to us usually sometime shortly after our meetings that they're discussed about so that it will be on the website. Is that right? As well as provided to us. They will be provided to the board members, I believe, Jim, in separate documents. Each item. It won't be like a lease where it's one long document. It'll be
correct.
Different attachments.
We've got the August 2016 version as a whole lease to look at, and
right.
Would recommend you use that as a go-by for the overall structure.
Right.
It's been out there for a while, and everybody should be familiar with it. It's on the website as well, and we'd be glad to forward you a copy of it if you need it.
Right.
But these will come out as individual reports on each article, and that report will have the equivalent for the current lease. It will have the August 2016 version, and then from that, any changes in a redlined version, and then a clean new version. So four parts to each of those reports for each article.
Right.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
may
Mr.
I ask
Hyde.
Him a question, please? Jim, I think it's great, and I appreciate the fact that we take it in sections, and I would ask that staff give us the benefit of those reports well in advance of the meeting so that we can read it and review it and be prepared to make comments. And I know that you all have been working very hard on it, and I appreciate that. One question I did want to ask that I seem to think that maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, not commented anywhere in the bucket list, if you will. And that is, as I understand it, what you laughing at?
The bucket list, that is...
Well, that's kind of the... I know there's a strange word here that I couldn't quite pronounce.
I would never have associated the
but,
two.
But I look at it as...
I'll accept it.
Certain buckets of articles that we're looking at. And correct me if I'm wrong, but here's what I understand, and that is that we will review and adopt in principle each group, and then we'll move to the second group, and
that's
the third
right.
group, and the fourth group. And finally, we get to the end, and we vote on the entire lease at one point in time. Now, that being said, one of the objections to, I know Mr. Smart and some other very good lawyers will always want to reserve the right to go back to some other article that we've approved in principle once the whole thing is done. So should we have a period of time, because everything else is timelined, for final comments from the public? And I don't see that addressed in this listing of the buckets. My thought would be that as we have a timeline for acceptance of certain groups of articles, that we also have a timeline for whomever might have an objection at the end, so that we can evaluate all of that at one time. And I don't see that unless something. My thought would be that at some point in time that'd be given to the general public, and my thinking would be that at the time of the legal review in October, that would be the time that we would say, okay, Mr. Smart and any other smart lawyer that wants to come before us, you got to give us your comments by October. Because at that point in time, it seems to me, in October, we've finished the whole process, so that we don't have these guys coming before us, you know, in November or December again with another change. And that was one of the concerns that I had. At the last minute, it's difficult for us to be able to absorb those changes at the last minute, particularly when it comes to some kind of legal theory or document or whatever. So if we're going to be cut off, if you will, then the public ought to have a cutoff period of time. Am I making sense?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea. I would.
Wait. Say that again.
I think it's a
good
idea.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You have a lot of great ideas, in my opinion.
Okay.
It goes both ways, Tom.
Put that in writing and put it in a resolution, too.
I want to make the motion because I want to pass the motion before I get off this board.
I would suggest that, you know, this is a experimental process to do it in these groups, these buckets. We're going to see the first one next month. We hope to publish the first reports within days of this meeting. We hope to get it this week. It might be next week, but I think we can get it this week. And then it'll be available. We should give people a chance to then think about it and make comments. But putting a deadline and October does make sense to me. But we may want to reserve that deadline until we see how this process goes, because we may get to May and we get all eight articles in May and the board digests them and feels comfortable with them. Or we may get to six of them and two of them we're going to have to push.
I understand. So let me ask you this. Okay, so I guess the point I'm trying to make is that we need to have some definitive time in which we can debate or discuss the lease. And I understand what you're saying. As we go through the process, there may be suggested changes. And so we don't want to...
Schedule may change.
Yeah, we don't want to put us in a position of not being able to have that. But my thought is that at some point in time, you're going to come before us and say...
That's it.
Rather, I'm begging you to come before us and say, look, public, if you got some comments, this is the cutoff period, so that we don't have to wrestle at the last minute trying to determine whether or not some fancy lawyer is giving us some jargon that we don't quite understand. So in that regard, Mr. Chairman, if I'm in a position to make a motion, I will move that the board accept the schedule that has been before us to discuss the various buckets or tranches. How do you pronounce that word?
Well, David
French.
And I
tranche.
Tranche?
Tranche?
Or patata.
Sounds like somebody from St. Martinville or something.
I'll take responsibility.
Can I get a definition, please?
I apologize for that firm. It's probably an unfortunate one to use. Probably Bucket is a little.
Actually, I've never heard of it, but I saw it written in something else this week.
That's probably some of the folks we met in our younger years, Strachan.
that's what they thought of me, maybe.
We could call Bucket or Bouquet. I mean,
whatever you want to call them.
Well, okay, so
we make a motion to adopt.
You're in the middle of your motion.
Yeah.
Is all that in your motion?
No, let's scratch what I said earlier. I move that the process of discussing the proposed articles for the new mineral lease be adopted as per schedule that is given to us by staff today.
That's discussion or questions? Did you want to say anything, David?
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Hike and a second by Mr. Arnold to approve this process. But did you have something to say? I'd like to just further clarify, as we've been saying, these will be rolled out in successive phases or buckets, hopefully where those various articles in each of those phases will be provided. They'll be reviewed not only by us, by the public. They will be given an opportunity for discussion and change if necessary. And then hopefully on the next month, we can approve each of those phases of those items in principle, but not finally approve them. And so that'll be May, June, July, and August. Then as you see, there'll be some mineral board review meetings in September. October's a legal review. November's legal review and finalization. And then December, the final vote on the lease form and any changes that have been made in that amount of time. So that's it, unless anyone else has anything else to provide or questions.
I would just add that, yes, we've visited with industry, and they're familiar with this process, have been through it, and I think they're welcoming the opportunity to comment and review in an orderly fashion.
Great. Okay. So we'll vote.
I'd like to make one other comment and ask the staff to, as I know this is going to be published on the website, but I would ask that this schedule be forwarded to the Louisiana Landowners Association and any other association which may have significant interest in this process. I realize it's going to be on the website, but I just want to make sure that not only industry, but anybody else would have direct opportunity to comment as we go through this process. So if you will, just take a look at that.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hike, we have a notice list that is already together that we've utilized in the past. They'll be properly noticed.
Thank you.
Along with the website.
Great. Any other comments? Public comment? Great. Because we certainly welcome the public's input on this process. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
That completes the items for legal and
document. All right. You want to give us the executive?
We'll do docket if it's okay, we can do that.
Yeah, docket.
On docket review report, Category A, there are no items. Category B, state lease transfers. We request that you approve items 1 through 19, approve items 20, 21, and 22, subject to the approval of the governor, and approve items 23 through 34. Category C, there are no items appearing today. And under Category D, advertised proposals, approve item 1, as we did with item number 1, as far as that signature page coming in.
Good bid, no signature.
Sir?
The item with the good bid but no signature.
No, sir. This is the ConocoPhillips deal where we've got all of the signatures, and we have the original in Lafayette.
One party's electronic signature.
Yes, yeah, so this is tied in. Item D is tied into that.
Okay. All right. Mr.
Make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to approve staff's recommendation of those docket items. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Secretary Harris.
I have a question.
Any questions, Mr.
More of a point.
Arnold.
The docket reflects every change to the lease, correct? So if there's any kind of change to lease and ownership, it comes to the docket committee.
It's advertised, correct, yes.
Available to the public.
Just like what we've requested today for the amendments, what will happen is we will move forward with executing or preparing the instrument and getting the parties to execute it, bring it back in. We will get it advertised and we'll come to you hopefully next month and ask for final approval of that. So that's how it works.
Correct. Before the state recognizes any changes to lease ownership, it has come before the board.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And it's available to the public.
I'm sorry?
And available to the public to review.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mr. Hollinshead.
Mr. Fontenot, I have a question. This relates to number 18.
Okay.
Okay. This is a Sunland and Petrohawk. I didn't have the benefit of reading the instrument, but does this make Sunland and Petrohawk, will they both be paying royalties to the state, or will we still only get one check from one of these people?
It's my understanding we'll be getting it from BHP Pelleton.
Okay. So it still stays with Pelleton?
Yes.
It doesn't change any of that?
To my knowledge, no. This is the designated joint account lessee.
Okay. Now you answered the question. Thank you.
If I'm informed you incorrectly, I'll let you know. I'll check on it.
Thank you. Any other questions or discussion? Any public comment? We have a motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Now we're on to the executive session items.
There are five items on executive session. 5A is a discussion regarding the litigation entitled M&M Almond LLC and Wilkinson Almond Land Company, LLC versus State of Louisiana, docket number 36168, 39th JDC. 5B is a discussion regarding settlement of outstanding audit issues with Chevron Texaco, Texaco E&P, and Unical. 5C is a discussion regarding the litigation entitled Shoreline Energy LLC et al., docket number 16-35571, United States Bankruptcy Court, Southern District of Texas. 5D is a discussion regarding negotiations to settle outstanding audit issues with Tana Exploration Company, LLC. And finally, 5E is a technical briefing of the bids.
All right.
Make a motion to go into executive session to discuss those items.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to go into executive session to discuss those four items, A through E. Five items, A, B, C, D, and E. Do you have a second to go into executive session? Second by Mr. Watkins. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We'll be in executive session for a few minutes, and we shall return. All right. Hello. Okay. I'd like to call us back into regular session.
I make a motion move out of executive session.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to move out of executive session back in regular session. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hollinshead. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. I'd like to note that Mr. Cadero came in. Which we didn't know that, note that on the record before. Ryan?
Ready? Yeah. All right, so there are two executive session items that I'll be giving the summary of. I think.
We didn't do anything for 10.
That's a, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, oh, that's, yeah.
But not anything for B. Chevron. That was just a report, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so executive session item B, the discussion regarding settlement of outstanding audit issues with Chevron Texaco, Texaco EMP Incorporated, and Unocal. That was just information only and updates, so no action needed, nothing else to do on the record. Executive session item A, the M&M Almond matter. In executive session, I had presented the board with proposed settlement negotiation concept and request for authority to negotiate with regard to that concept, and so I come to you now to ask you for authority to do so.
Make a motion for granting authority.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to grant authority. Do I have a second? Second by Secretary Harris. Any discussion, comments, public comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you. Item C, Shoreline Energy LLC. This one, looking for a ratification of staff action last week to establish a an escrow account for a ConocoPhillips State of Louisiana disputed acreage and royalty matter. This was something that, as mentioned in executive session, came up during the bankruptcy. Shoreline was the operator. They had been maintaining an escrow account on a dispute that we have been working on off and on with ConocoPhillips over the years. That money remains in existence, but to ensure its protection from the bankruptcy, the court did grant both the state and Conoco the authority to create a new escrow account, not under Shoreline's management, but under the joint management of the state and Conoco, pending a resolution of that dispute. That had to be done on a very short time frame. We could not wait for this meeting. The documents were inked by the appropriate parties last Friday in advance of this past Monday's deadline to do so. And we are simply looking now for retroactive ratification of the staff's signatures to establish that escrow account.
All right. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to ratify.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, a second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. And finally, item D, the discussion regarding negotiations with TANA Exploration. The Attorney General's Office, along with DNR Legal, is asking for the following authority with regard to the TANA audit. We would like to go ahead and place TANA on pre-demand, which is an administrative function of the audit division, and that's not something that needs board authority. That's something they can do independently, but we would like the authority beyond that, if there is no positive response to the pre-demand, to proceed with placing TANA on formal demand for the outstanding audit exceptions, and if necessary, to take further legal action.
All right.
I'll make a motion to that effect.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold. We have a second by Ms. Michelle Duga. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, members. That's all I have. I think the bids.
Thank you. Can we have our technical briefing?
Yes, hi. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Byron Miller, geologist supervisor. Two tracks were bid today, with each track receiving one bid. For track 44701, bid by Daydreams Resources LLC. Staff recommends that bid be rejected for insufficient consideration. and the track be re-advertised with minimums. On track 44703, the bid by Hillcorp is a sufficient bid, and staff recommends that bid be accepted.
Right. Any questions? Do you have a motion to accept that bid? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Granted. All right. Any new business?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Mr. Hike.
What are you smiling? Okay.
You sure this is new? You sure this is new, not old?
I'm sure it is, because I just learned about it. We heard some discussion about this protocol in terms of billing processes. And so I'd like to ask the staff if they would to provide the board with the written protocol of billing of lessees, of the policy for same, and the policy for pre-demand and demand of lessees that are in a delinquent status or owing status to the state of Louisiana. I'd like to know what that is and give us a written memorandum, if you will, or provide us with the written protocol so we can evaluate that to determine whether or not we should update that protocol. Second, I learned something else. That there we have many variances of the mineral lease in the state of Louisiana. I don't even know how many. And even more than that, we have amendments and addendums, all of which affect the mineral leases of our state and what our state is deriving in terms of bonuses and royalties, I presume. I'd like to know if this is possible that the staff would provide us with how many changes of the lease has been made in the last 20 or 30 years with regards to not only the leases, but the amendments and the addendums and the process of changing that. And I'd like that information also prior to our next board meeting so that we can evaluate that and see what that is. And possibly we would have a new way of evaluating that process. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Any other new business?
Yes.
Yes.
With respect to the staff, I want to compliment putting the schedule together on all the open audits. I probably should have brought this up during Rachel Newman's presentation, but I would like for this to be part of the audit presentation on a go-forward basis, and that this is openly discussed, and we can see the progress of audits getting closed, audits getting started, et cetera, what's been billed and assessed, et cetera.
Yes, sir. Mr. Watkins, we agreed last meeting to do that on a quarterly basis. Is that satisfactory?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to second that. I think that's a great idea, and I appreciate the staff's work in that regard, Mr. Boulay.
We appreciate your input.
All right. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. The current lease sale had one lease awarded for a total of $30,393. In addition, last board meeting, we had a request by Mr. Bradbury on what changes are we doing within OMR. I'll be publishing a report for the board on just really what we've been doing the last year, which I would like to call a transition year. As you know, Assistant Secretary hadn't been on board in many years serving the board, and Ms. Stacy Talley did as Deputy Assistant Secretary. And we have done a number of things. One, We initially did an interview and request a survey of all OMR employees. That helped us understand some of the sensitivities and problems and challenges within the department. Reacting to that, one of the major things was our major online database, which no other state in the nation has, Sunrise, was undergoing an upgrade. We're pleased to announce that that upgrade was completed in November after a lot of effort put forth by DNR staff, especially under Secretary Hodges, and coordinating with our IT within the state. Also, along with the push to upgrade Sunrise, was trying to increase, from a reorganization standpoint, better communication amongst three departments. We had petroleum lands, geology, engineering, and mineral income. With that, we had a few subsequent retires of senior people that gave us an opportunity to truly look at a reorganization, which was submitted in, late last year and actually approved by civil service March 9th, and actually went into effect just this past week. April 8th was the actual date, and this reorganization helped us to drive more efficiency within the department. The hiring of Mr. Boyd Hanley helped us consolidate geology, engineering, and petroleum lands department under one leadership structure under Mr. Hanley, which is an excellent hire, and we're very appreciative of him coming from Texas to help us over here in Baton Rouge. A number of other initiatives relative to removing some managerial slots to drive efficiency and more work product. We have a very good, experienced staff. Reorganizations, if you've ever been through one, it can be painful, but in the end, I believe that we're putting the right people in the right slots on the bus. We've driven our span of control from 2.6 to 1 to 3.4 to 1 as far as managerial span of control. It's very important to focus on our two major efforts within Office of Mineral Resources, which is our auditing function, which is understaffed, as well as our leasing function. So we returned to marketing in the department. We have marketed at the LOGA conference in the fall and just of recent the NAEP conference in Houston with some good results. I would also say that we've improved our website to make it more attractive and more user-friendly. We do have a bill this year going through the legislature we hope to see supported and passed that can help contribute to financially supporting OMR and hiring the auditors and other staff positions that have been left vacant from previous administration. That's very critical to us achieving our mission. The auditing, as you note in your report, has several bankruptcies. Those have taken precedent, and over the last 2-3 years, we have pushed out numerous audits, which are revenue generators for the state due to bankruptcies, and we're shorthanded auditors. So the story's there. We definitely hope to see our bills supported, and we can drive more efficiency and more work product out of OMR. One of the other areas, which I think, Mr. Hike, you're alluding to, is we continue to look at processes internally and drive where we've done things before. Is there a better path to handle that activity going forward? And we continue to drive those questions and achieve some interesting success stories with that. The communication is increasing. Certainly the amount of old audits have been all picked up and addressed. Some of these audits hadn't been communicated to or evaluated or touched in many years and predates even our audit director, and we'll continue to work on all 64, 65 as time and resources apply. We've picked up an inherited lease form project, which you know, we walked into ready for approval, and obviously it was not ready for approval. So I appreciate the board's patience and giving our staff which is a very experienced, knowledgeable staff, the opportunity to really look at this lease form in its entirety. And we're now on track to start moving through the paces of evaluating the work and gain more public input, which I think will pay dividends for a very good lease form going forward for the state, I hope. So really, I just want to sum up and say this is a one other comment I would say, along with picking up all the lease form, all the audits, we've also drawn a focus on all the title disputes and escrows that are currently within OMR and the AG's office, and drawn more focus on trying to support those efforts. And I'm very, very appreciative of DNR's legal staff working very cooperatively with Ryan and Chris, and we're trying to put the coals on all fronts to get things done and moved along. So with that, I just say it's been a transition year, a lot of effort into our strategic motivations and strategies, and I feel like the future will be bright, and certainly hope for passage of our bill to support the Office of Mineral Resources this legislative year. That's it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. I'd also like to note that Assistant Secretary Boulay had sent you all an email last week. A former board member, Dan Bruyer, has been selected to be the Assistant Secretary of the Department of Energy. And so I spoke with him last week and this morning, and he will go through the approval process and all. But he's a really great guy, has a lot of experience in Washington, working for Congressman Tozan on some committees. And then he was also at the Department of Energy before, during the Bush administration. So anyway, that's congratulations to Dan for those who knew him, and he'll be going through the approval process in the coming months. So anyway, if there's no other announcements, I'd like to entertain a motion for adjournment. Moved by Ms. Michio Duga, second by anyone? Second? Or y'all want to stay here? Second by Mr. Cadero. With no public comment, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We'll see you next month. Have a great Easter.